We are, though, going to get another view from outside Dublin. We're going to head back to Ballyhadrine in County Roscommon, and our reporter, Carol Coleman, is there. Good afternoon again, Carol.
Yes, Rachel, and I have the greatest thing since the slice pan here with me, which was a team of people combing through the budget for me, four or five of them here this afternoon. And I have with me here now Noelle Tynan. She's a mother of four. She's from Liscall in County Roscommon. And also I have Monica McLaughlin, who is a business owner of Apple Greens here. She's been in business since 1989. Can I come to you first, Noelle? You've got four children ranging from age 14 down to 8 weeks. You just missed out on the baby boost.
I did, unfortunately. And to be honest, it would have been a huge help because, like you said, I had a baby 8 weeks ago and the next one up is Emma. She's 6 years. So the cost in everything for a baby in the last 6 years, I've noticed, is astronomical. So really, that money is would have been a huge benefit. So it is a shame that I did miss out on it.
Now, you will be getting the two double child benefit payments before Christmas. Will that make a big difference?
It will make a difference short term. It is absolutely brilliant that we got that. But I'm so disappointed, as many parents I imagine would be, that we didn't get an increase in the children's allowance. It was promised that we'd get €10, but it's a real shame that we haven't seen that in this budget.
Can I turn to yourself now, Monica? You're in business, which you say has been hard. Was there anything in this for you today?
I don't think there's anything in this for us today. I'm disappointed that the VAT rate didn't come down to 9% again. It would have been a huge help to our business. It doesn't make sense that a small deli in the west of Ireland is on the same VAT rate as the top class hotels in Dublin, where the tourists are booming. We're down in a small country town in the west of Ireland and struggling.
You're also concerned about the increase in the minimum wage by 80 cent from €12.70 to €13.50. But is that not good news for those who are on the minimum wage?
I don't think so. The minimum wage for the person that's getting it is going to have to pay more because we have to come up with the price increase somewhere. The minimum wage has gone up from 10.10 in 2020. It's up at 13.50 now. That's what we're looking at. That's a huge knock-on effect on a small business with 20 people employed. That's a massive increase on your wage going out every week. The money has to be found somewhere.
And of course, another big cost for yourself would be energy.
The energy costs, yeah, the cost of electricity has increased 100% since 2021. It hasn't come back down to anything like that.
Okay, and just some of the other things, I suppose, that people have been talking about here today, Rachel. A broad welcome for the social welfare increases of a pensioner here who says it himself and his wife will be very happy with that. And also that travel companion pass that allows you to bring a friend or a relative on the train. So definitely a mixed reaction to the budget here today from Ballyhadrine. Back to you in studio.
Carol, many thanks for that. We'll be returning to reaction and analysis after a short break.